You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week, I filled in for Hannah for her regular catch-up with Takutai Kemp. We discussed National ruling out working with Te Pāti Māori, Debbie Ngārewa Pika's members' bill to ban seabed mining, as well as her new bill to ban commercial water bottling. Here is that interview. The National Party have ruled out working with Te Pāti Māori. Is this good news or bad news for you?
Well, look, National have, you know, stated, you know, that they're not going to, you know, be able to form a government with Te Pāti Māori, stating that we're too far apart in terms of our views. And, well, you know, it's interesting for us that's how National feel, but they've ruled us out in a coalition possibility. But what we say here at Te Pāti Māori is that, you know, we are the Indigenous people, and that we do have a large view of Indigenous people's, you know, rights. You know, and if we just look at Te Riti o Waitangi under Article 2, we have the right to exclusive management of our lands and estates, and actually National need to be working with Māori, and they need to be able to find a way to be able to work with us. So whether it's not whether it's good news or not, it actually does, you know, put a stake in the ground, or National's put a stake in the ground and said that they can't work with us. But someone needs to just remind National and, you know, and the leader of the National Party that of who we are, what our rights are as Māori, and how he needs to be able to work in with us, but he's ruling out working with Māori.
I did see that the poll released last night showed that Te Pāti Māori is still holding the balance of power, so I wonder if National will end up regretting their statement. But on that note, Christopher Luxon implied in his tweet ruling out Te Pāti Māori that Māori have a different standard of citizenship to Pākehā and somehow get more votes than Pākehā. That's obviously a lie, but why do you think there's so much misconception around that?
Look, National have to be able to, you know, draw their own picture of how they think New Zealand wants to be, or how they want to rule a government. But we're very clear to Te Pāti Māori, you must be able to work with Māori. And we are the only Indigenous party in here in Aotearoa. So they need to find ways to actually work in with us.
Te Pāti Māori co-leader Debbie Ngārewa Pika had a bill fail in the House last week to ban seabed mining. Why is banning seabed mining so important for Te Pāti Māori?
It's about the protection of our Papatūānuku. It's about the protection of our whenua. It's about looking after the future. And Fai Debs is very clear about, you know, her stance in banning seabed mining, and that's the same with the party. But Labor didn't support the bill. So we heard her kōrero, or her roasting that she gave everybody in Parliament last week. And, you know, we must look at what the future looks like for our people, for our country, for Aotearoa, and seabed mining isn't something that we support. For us, it's about protecting our whenua.
Is it something Te Pāti Māori is going to continue to advocate for?
You know, I would say yes, it is. You know, and we can see that Fire Debs is continuing down, and that's one of our clear policies around no to seabed mining. And so, of course, if there's anything to do about protecting our whenua and looking after, you know, the future of Māori, then that's what we'll continue to do.
Debbie Ngārewa Pika is also now putting forward a new bill to ban commercial water bottling. Can you talk about a bit about what this bill will mean?
Well, what it means is that it'll stop water extraction and bottling. The bill will keep fresh water safe from pollution, contamination and other extraction, and the iwi such as Ngāti Awa and Whakatane have been strong in opposition for many years against companies taking water, and this bill will help support that.
So is commercial water bottling a big issue for iwi? Is it something that Te Pāti Māori is planning on going quite hard on this election?
Well, this water is a taonga, and it's protected by Article 2 of Te Riti o Waitangi, and we will continue to push and to support the bill that stops water extraction and bottling.
I think a recurring theme of the past week has been both National and Labor letting down Te Pāti Māori or pushing back against Te Pāti Māori policy. Considering you likely will have the balance of power following the election in October, what is Te Pāti Māori's message for the bigger parties?
Well, we're not going away would be one of the clear messages, and all parties need to be able to work with Te Pāti Māori. You need to be able to have Māori at the table, Māori involved in decision-making, and we will be here to make sure that the rights of our people are heard and are upheld. I just think it's just a reminder to everybody about who we are as Te Pāti Māori, and that this election is going to be very interesting, and the balance of power sits with us as Te Pāti Māori, and we are very clear around who we are as a movement, and it is about the Indigenous people of Aotearoa.
That was Takutai Kemp on National ruling out a coalition agreement and Debbie Narewa Packer's members' bills.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.